Tonight, a united nation goes forward with a determination to win.
Warning. The host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with a determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who was Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world were listening to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
You swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's true. It's time for a Wick Wick Whack Whack What the Fucking Walk Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 58, I think. And
yes,
that's pretty much where we're at before we get started this tonight. Everyone send props out to Smokehouse. And, you know, kind of a serious note, Smokehouse's grandma got dead over the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
So that has a real downer on the old, morale state when people you know who you love die.
That does suck a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of padded. So, Smokies, thoughts and prayers out to you, brother. What else? We got lots of stuff. Boy, oh boy, we ever get a bunch of stuff. Droopy, that crazy motherfucker. I got a DVD from him named Roswell. Yes! That's the name of the DVD.
Roswell, yes.
Roswell, question mark, yes. Which I thought was the most fucked up
name.
Title I've ever seen in my life. I'm actually waiting. I want to bring it over and watch it with Sim.
Nice, so we can
like rip it for stuff or whatever.
Of course.
So we can use that. But
free the media.
Free the media, that's right. We'll give away the CD that his uncle made. He's trying to make money with it. And then that way he'll be like gassed out of his fucking family forever.
In the streets with you.
While you still can, you are free to distribute all forms of this broadcast you see fit. You can record it. You can tape it. You can hand it out to people. You can do whatever you want with it. You can make remixes. You can submit it to like bad stuff. You can do whatever you want. You can put us on.
Air it at your university.
You can put it at cruel site of the day. Going through the RSC reader tonight, we got Ekans. Who the fuck's that? And what's with this fucking weird kind of natural born killers background? It's like, yeah. And then I see her throat. She liked it. She wanted it. Look at how she was dressed. It's like, what the hell, man? That's like fucked up. Okay, we got Ekans, Nair Emic, Smokey Hates RC Game, Smokehouse. Eventually, you will evolve to the point where you just don't read the RC.
You just can't anymore.
Because it makes you crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Tangbot, who's a robot, but that's okay. I like that name. Xenopack. Zan Shower. Oh, Zandad's in the shower. Let's go to the webcam and see if we can see her. Alien Binary, Al-Anon 2. Speaking of which.
Yes.
I was reading this book, Frank Herbert's new book, Once. And it was like a normal fairy tale. Yeah, it's called Once.
Yeah.
Once, dot,
once,
dot, dot.
Okay.
Once, yeah. Like
upon
Once Upon a Time kind of thing. It's like a fairy tale, but it's like all cool. This guy has a stroke, goes back to his old house, which was this castle. He lived in this cottage on the castle grounds. He's like, la, 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 his mom's fucking dead, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of fairy tale-ish until, like, he was walking through the forest and sees this fairy, like, doing total henty masturbation in the middle of the oak trees and stuff like that. And I'm like,
okay.
Wow, that came
picking
left.
Up here.
Wow, that left
that's
on
the guy that did Dune, right?
Frank no, no.
Herbert? Or no.
Oh, I think Frank Herbert did do Dune.
Okay.
But, fuck. I
names are fucked up here.
Yeah, names are fucked up. It's something Herbert.
Okay.
Or Frank something. The guy who wrote Once. New book, Once. Look it up. Somebody posted. IRC, Alien Binary, Alan 2.
Alpha 736, Altar Boy, Angry Monkey, a Panther Beast, Cerulean, Cheese Day Tao. Citizen Steely Dan, Copa, Curious Jill, Del Morta Delusion, Droopy. Hey, buddy! Thanks for the stuff. Ed Idokorkaba. Oh, I know this one, too. Eat a crab. The famous Mr. Ed and Emo Mahala Hala. These must be our Chinese contingents. Ibo Mazletemo Mapo.
We're all coming from China. Come on over.
Oh, they're going backwards.
You got it.
I got it. I'm so fucking smart, it hurts. Barcode. Who's that? I think that's supposed to be Alan on zero.
Alan mode.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Terrell Skip. Turnspike.
One.
Okay, fuck that. I'm not doing everybody's names backwards. what is this? Gobi, whatever. Who's in backwards gets red. Fuck you guys. Jazz Man, Cadet Kello. Yeah, they're going to swap it back now. LeShack Lento, Loser, Madison, Mary Bell Version, Meth, Mick J. Mick J, who's doing cool stuff for me.
Nice.
He's converting my book to ebook for me.
Ooh.
I'm hoping he's got it because I sent it to him.
That'd be good. Get in all the forums.
And don't ask him because he's not going to give it to you, okay? He told me he's got it isolated and everything. So he's
In an isobaric chamber.
Yeah, in an isobaric. It doesn't plug in. You'll have to hack his computer to build a robot to go over to the shelf and pick it up.
It's not on the internet.
MTV, Mutnell, and he's like, Jesus Christ, guy, you just told me not to tell anyone because people... Because, like, didn't we get hacked because people were hacking your system to try to find my ranch? Didn't that happen once?
Sure.
Told me that happened once. People were, like, doing random FTP logins to see if they get a folder or something like
don't
that.
I don't remember that.
Because there was shit that was getting out that we didn't even know how the hell it was happening.
Yeah, there's stuff that wasn't supposed to be getting out. I was like, what the hell? How do people get
anyway,
this?
Anyway, Mick J., good to see you. MTV, somebody else, Neuralize, Nixon, Persistent Object, Punk of Evil, Raper Loose, Rabid Wombat, Rat Fucker Backwards, Rasputin, attaboy.
That fucker backwards.
Rogue, Rogue 3, Rose, Sapphire, Sappy makes me spoog. whoever that is. Shade, Showdoom, Sith, Mr. Ant, Sold Out Rules, Southpaw Samurai. Hey, good to see you, man. Spudley,
nice.
Statsifiol, Misconduct, because I can just recognize it. The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky Zills, Wi Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy.
Who's
having some really cool music?
Pat the Wiggle Puppy.
Pat the Wiggle Puppy. WS Ninja, Kindling Boy, Soul Trance, and DJ Species, I Have Herpes, Intricate, Psycho Sean Rocks, All Three Go, Roto, and Zell Like Penis, or Zeal. I don't know.
I don't know. It's getting crazy. Come on, people.
I don't know. There's
and if you want to annoy Sean.
And if you want to fucking annoy me with stupid IRC games. How long are you going to read this IRC, Sean? Like, how brutal is that? The IRC doesn't... I have... If you can imagine this, I'm looking at my screen, okay? I have the Word document so that the... the Word document fills the screen. That's where my show format's on. Okay, yeah. Those are the points I cover. And then on the other little bar, I just have the bar that shows the people that are on it.
Yeah.
And so, because otherwise, people in the text section piss me off.
You don't want to see the text, just the name.
So how
just
is it?
So you know people
how is it possible
right?
The IRC could figure a way
to piss you off?
Like they just hacked Sean through the IRC name
pretty
section.
Much.
How
yes.
Rad is that?
They manipulated you.
Yeah, they got
social engineered Sean.
That's through the names only section. Like wow, that's pretty.
They've
good.
Tried before. I like goats.
yeah, all sorts of shit. If you want to get into the IRC, Sam, how do you do that?
You can go through the webpage, click on community, and then click on chat, or download IRC from like MIRC.com, and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. You too can change your name and annoy Sean.
You betcha. So, and of course, we still need your bandwidth.
Yes,
so
very important.
Mars needs
a lot of good response. Need more.
Oh, really?
More.
Really? We're getting something from
nothing
that?
Nothing happening yet, but a lot of good
lots
response.
Of people talking about it. Nothing really
nothing
happening.
Really happening.
We're kind of in the Y2K phase right now. Lots of talk, no action.
A lot of dot-com boom.
No
money going
ooh,
on.
A lot of excitement. Be excited. Be excited. Yeah, no.
What we need is not storage. It's not what we need. People are getting confused. We don't need
people like,
things to...
I've got 10 terabytes that I
good.
Stole
that's
from
great.
The army.
Fill it up with porn. We
yeah.
don't need that.
Absolutely. We do
what?
Need porn.
We do need porn. Send it to us on DVD. Send it
DVD porn.
Yeah. What we need is a box where you can install Shoutcast to give us bandwidth and to stream, 128K yes. streams. That's what
now,
we
need. If they don't know how to install Shoutcast and that kind of thing, can you make up a form or a sheet that can how to make a mirror?
I can help them.
Or somebody in the IRC who knows how to make a mirror, if you could have the help Rant Radio download, which you just press go and it fucking installs XP and all the drivers and then fucking,
it's pretty damn simple.
Yeah, I mean,
regardless,
you can probably do it.
I mean, like at your school or at your work. Those are the popular ones.
That's right.
School
and
or work.
Don't get yourself in shit, though, or fired.
Yeah, because we don't. It's going to shut down if you get in shit. Well, what good is that going to do?
That's right. That's right.
People offered some hacked boxes and stuff, and I'm like, great, but it's going to get shut down.
Why is there like 50 terabytes going through a...
Colonel, we have a problem. I can just see that now, you know.
Yeah, MIL web hosting there.
And yeah, check this out, man. You got fat bandwidth. Where is it? It's on the Nemesis.
Just don't do the IP lookup.
It seems that we're being mirrored on an aircraft carrier.
It cuts out once in a while, but it's all good.
It's all good. You kind of get out of broadcast range. Yeah. How to go to jail.
In three easy steps.
You know what's happening right now is the guys down the Air Force that the guys who actually monitor all the hackers. He's like, hey, Sean Kennedy show's on. All the guys are all listening, and they're all like, oh, I hope he never does any of this shit, because I'd really like to put him in jail, you know, because it's kind of fun.
If you're at a mail site, don't tell me about it. Just do what you need
just
to.
Just do what need you gotta do.
I won't look
do.
At it. I won't think about it.
Yeah, we will deny all fucking knowledge.
We don't know.
So we'll just...
It's all up to you, okay?
So, Photoshop. Your Photoshop challenge this week. Did we get any more Photoshops in? Have we got some more? Did they have any come in?
Yes.
Yes, we have some come in.
Oh, tons. It's always good response.
Always good
response.
I
apologize profusely.
Well, no, the reason why is because I want to look at them during the halftime music.
Okay, it's all for Sean.
Okay.
It's all for
Sean. Well, yeah. Once Sim gets off his ass and actually goes and
I did another song this week, so that's...
Oh, really? We got another song?
Another Porn on Beta song.
Wow.
For the masses.
What's it called?
Fake IDs and Felonies.
Well, I'm loving this already. Fake IDs and Felonies. Eating Scooby snacks? Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Photoshop.
Yes,
that's right.
What is
it? This week, you have to Photoshop a protest. Get any photo of a protest and make it a WOG Rant Radio protest.
Oh, nice.
Yes, especially if you can put WOGs in the riot gear gassing Scientology people or something.
Make
Photoshop.
It about bandwidth, make it about Scientology, make it about...
Make it about me, make it
aliens,
about...
Aliens.
Sending a smoking...
Protesting something.
Sending a cripple to a death camp. Or a protester saying, save Smokehouse, don't send him to a death camp, that kind of a thing. Something to do with a protest. Any protest photo, go hard.
Should be lots of protest photos on the internet, that's for sure. Been lots lately.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking that'd be a good one, eh?
That would be.
Not bad.
A good one.
So, on to my life. Let's talk a little about my life before we get into the show.
Your life.
I discovered something today. Now, a lot of people, I told people before I got that wallet. Remember that Spec Ops wallet I got? It was the THE wallet.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy wallet.
Crazy
right?
wallet. Crazy wallet. Well, one of the things on the wallet is this this really cool feature where you can, like, there's these two little grommet holes. And you just throw like some paracord through it and you wear it on your neck like a fucking wallet ID for, you know, like when you're traveling and shit.
Right.
Well, I did that because I got
some people can't rip it off you and stuff.
Well, so you know where your wallet is because I'm hell with that shit. I'm always forgetting everything everywhere, right?
No.
So you can imagine me. I'm wearing my black ripstop nylon pants, my Group 4 Danner boots, black T-shirt, black vest with my black extreme cold weather.
He's black wall.
Black tuxedo with my black neck surfer hat and this black wall around my neck. I look like a goddamn SWAT team member, you know. And I used to going to Starbucks all the time. But see something.
You corporate whore.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the bean. You know,
support your local companies.
Gotta get the bean. So and they got good coffee.
Well, you can't deny that.
No, you can't. They got good fucking coffee. I'd be happy to go to some little shop.
Paying for it too.
I'd go see little Mama Sota fucking Wigwong if she can fucking give me a decent cup of Joe.
Yeah.
That's all I'm after here. Just give me the goddamn coffee.
Just some coffee, man.
Just give me some fucking coffee. It's not that hard. Anyway. So I go in there, and I'm friends with some of the girls there.
Yeah, getting friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got another
business.
And I walk outside, and I was having a really good day. I was getting, you know, some bad web clients and stuff like that. They're phoning me.
Bad web clients.
My can't send email. Are you connected to the internet? I don't know. I don't do this kind of thing.
My screen's playing.
It says invalid system disk when I turn it on. What's a error 102 keyboard? Oh, fuck. Anyway, so
If you're adding the screen and call me back later.
It's one of those. So I'm having a good day. Okay, I'm having a real good day. I walk over to the van because I'm like, I need a tech support number for these people who I buy bandwidth off of, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Go to the van, come back, blah, blah, blah. Walk back up, and these girls are sitting in front of Starbucks, and one of them is one of them I kind of know, and she looks at me, and she goes, wow, that almost looks as stupid as a fanny pack, and she points at my wallet around my neck. And not only do the girls laugh, who are sitting around there, all go, ah, ha, 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 the entire front of the Starbucks starts laughing. Freeze frame view, slow motion.
pointing
and laughing in slow motion. And,
they
you know,
grow 10 feet taller. Yeah, the background goes red.
Huge, and this actually happened to me. And I'm like, I'm standing there. And because at this point, now, people have had that kind of thing happen. There is a way that you can make people who do this very uncomfortable, which I've discovered.
The laughing people.
Yes, the laughing people.
Okay.
Because there's nothing worse than standing in a public place and having people laugh at you.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, because you can't return.
Unless it's your school.
Because, you, no.
And you're in front of them.
Well, even still, I mean, that's still bad.
Anybody.
I mean, especially anyone who's a nerd like me. You know, oh, wow, look at me, I'm in grade 8.
The memories are flooding back.
I'm fucking 30.
It's wonderful.
I'm 30 years old and I'm in grade 8, you know. So my initial response was to look at someone who I didn't know who was laughing and go, did you think that was pretty fucking funny? That was my initial response, was to do something like, was that pretty fucking funny? You want to get stabbed? Anyway, so...
Is that what you said?
No, I did not.
Somebody under the desk is pushing the buttons.
No, we're outside! What, are they going to push the buttons under the little metal desk? I'm like, wow, you're going to look real funny after I drag your head down the parking lot. Sure, it's going to be hard to be fucking drink coffee without any cheeks. So I'm like, So I'm standing there. And I'm fucking in shock because I didn't expect that.
No.
Yeah,
you don't go to Starbucks
to
get laughed at.
Who does that?
I'd like two coffees and a laugh.
Who fucking does that? I'd like a grande vente fucking kick in the junk, please. Thank you so much. So I'm like standing there and I'm looking at them. And they're laughing. And then they stop laughing. But I don't move. And I keep looking at them. And now it's not funny. And now they know, oh, wow, that was kind of a dank thing to do. And I'm still not moving because I'm still thinking. But, of course, when I'm thinking, I have this real intense look on my face.
Yeah.
So I still haven't moved. It's 3 minutes later.
They're getting uncomfortable.
People are getting up and walking away because I haven't moved. This guy's standing in all black with SWAT gear staring down at the group. Nobody's moving. Everybody goes back and pretends like nothing ever happened.
But they can because you're there.
And I just turned around and walked away.
Uh-huh.
And got really mad and yelled at my windshield for a while. But I had to think for a while there. I'm like, okay. Because it turns out that it was very funny because it's like, you know, you're standing there, and I can do that look like a guy who's about to snap and lose control really good.
Well, you don't want to stab people because you go to jail,
well,
right?
Well, that's bad.
So you're thinking about that. You
know. And the funny thing is all the wogs would understand, too. What happened to Sean? Oh, he's at Starbucks. A bunch of people started laughing at him, so he stabbed him. Oh, what's the problem here? What's the problem?
Then what happened?
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, I don't see a problem here, so it's pretty funny. On top of that, I'm drinking cherry bomb.
I didn't even notice it was cherry bomb.
Yeah, it's cherry bomb. Cause
I thought it was like Coke or something.
No, it's...
I didn't even notice it was Jolt. Jolt usually is like pretty strong for me. I'm like,
well, it's pretty shitty, actually. Like, Jolt Cola, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's really strong. But
actually, I thought it was Dr. Pepper. It tastes like Dr. Pepper.
It does. That's why I got it. Because I cannot find Dr. Pepper in fucking cans.
This tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper.
I know.
Actually.
That's why I like it. But it's twice as strong. Twice as strong, all the pepper.
So if they don't have Dr. Pepper, Jolt Bomb Cherry Cola.
Check this out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, everyone knows that I work security during the week.
Yes.
Well, it came up to me that the cream of the crop, the cream, the prime rib of security work.
There is a prime rib?
Oh, yeah, there is. It's construction security.
Oh.
Because there's a big fence. It's heated.
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's there, right? It's prime. You don't do fuck all. So
get a good vantage point and just start watching it.
My company got a sweet construction site. It's like 80 feet. It's across from Marine Drive. Overlooking the ocean.
Nice.
So I'm standing. It was like the most Fight Club thing in the world, but I'll get to that in a minute. So
it's at night.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, it's a sweet site. There's like heating. You got power there. You can hook up. You got a desk. You can do your writing. Bring your laptop.
Nice.
Fucking, you're good to go.
Nice.
What's the shift? Well, I got to do some really heavy covering here. How many hours do you want? Which is a bad thing to say to me. So
all of them.
So this weekend, right? Because I normally have Saturday and Sunday off. From now on, every weekend until October,
Okay. October.
Until October.
That's a really, really long time.
Every weekend from 4 to October, I work from 4 to 6.
A.M.?
I work
what
from,
do you mean?
I work from 4 p.m. Saturday.
Okay.
Till 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Whoa. How many hours is that?
That's a 38-hour shift.
That's good overtime.
There's no overtime.
Okay. Right?
There is no overtime. Yeah.
Is it all week packed into one?
Well, there's a reason for this. I'm telling you this.
Okay.
Because this is like, I do more work before morning than a lot of people do all fucking week.
True.
It's like having an extra, it's like working a month in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Two things. One, I owe people some money, and I have to pay it, because they're not shooting me yet, but they might.
Right.
Two, I want my car.
Right.
I want my goddamn convertible. This October, I'm turning 30.
I'm turning 30
this October, okay? It's the
me
big
too.
It's the big fucking 3-0. I want my goddamn car. I want a great big convertible car. I've been talking about the car.
Forever.
And yep. It's enough of the bullshit, okay? I need a fucking car. I need
You've
my car.
Got a mission.
I need my trunk that sleeps 6. I need my fold down bench seats to turn into a bed. I need the leopard print interior.
Yep.
I need my MP3s. I need the car. This yep. is non negotiable. If I don't get this car now, I won't get the car.
Usually, there's a turning point, right?
Yes.
It's like.
And
I'm
I must,
too old to get the car now.
You know, and then there's nothing more sad than, you know, wandering around, except for maybe a kitten with crabs. You know, it's just, it's a bad fucking deal. So, the interesting thing is, though, okay, so that's all good. I'm like, wow. And I work it out on paper. I'm like, wow, look at this. I'm working 60.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah. Easy, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm getting 68 hours a week if you combine that with the other security work I'm doing.
Fuck. You can, this isn't
insane. This is. This is in unison with.
Oh, my God.
So
okay, I thought this was instead
no,
of
no,
the other
no,
stuff.
No, no, no. This
like,
is Sean you're talking to.
So
Sean,
you've
the
had,
king of makes sense on paper.
So you've worked 38 hours?
Yes.
And then?
I slept.
Slept, and then you're here.
Bingo.
That's why we have Jolt in front of us.
And I did the show format. Yeah, baby!
Oh, my God.
This is your life.
This is your life on Jolt.
This is your life ending one minute at a time.
Literally.
Yes, it's true. And this is probably why the subject of tonight's show is, should I do it again? Because I'm sitting there. Well, you can imagine this. Okay?
You can't sleep during the shift, right?
That's right, yeah.
Like, you're watching.
That's right. That's right. Well, actually, I have this problem where I can't really sleep without laying in a bed. Like, some people sleep in chairs.
That's a good thing, right?
Not really. It'd be nice to sleep on a plane. Sometimes there's times when you want to fucking wink out, right?
Not even when you're, like, in a car, long
nope.
drive.
No, I can't sleep.
You're in the passenger.
Like, I sleep, but it's like that really shitty kind of, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, where the fuck am I? That's exactly the kind
of
stuff.
You might as well not have slept.
Yeah, it's really bad. So, I'm like, oh, okay. So, I show up at 4 o'clock. The site is sweet.
Right.
Okay, sweet site. 7-foot fence all around it, blah, blah, blah.
Nobody's getting over it.
Nobody's getting
without
over
it. You seeing it anyway.
I go, I'm wandering through this weird skeletal, by the way, buildings at night that just have their framing struts up so it looks like all these bars. At nighttime, that gets really creepy. Really, really creepy.
Good location.
Maybe. We'd have to do something. That'd be a good location to shoot something like a bunch of guys are working construction or they break into a construction site and the construction workers unearth some tomb or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's creepy.
Things rise out of the dirt.
Oh, it's fucking creepy. Anyway.
Nice.
So, 4 o'clock, I show up. They got lawn chairs inside the goddamn office trailer. So I grab a lawn chair, hump up to the top floor, bang. I could throw a rock.
How many floors?
It's only got two, but it's going to be four.
Okay.
I could throw a rock and hit the ocean.
Really?
Yes, that's how close the
that's
ocean
your mission.
Please. Well, no, because I have to throw it over cars in the highway and a few other people, right?
That's pretty fun.
And I'm like, hi, I'm security man. You know, it doesn't really work. So I
watch over all.
So what I do is I move back from the edge on the plywood there because I got all the plywood roofing kind of like coming up because it's still a construction.
Yep.
And I sit there and I'm like, you imagine this half-built kind of construction thing.
Yeah.
With plywood. And I'm sitting there with a hat on and glasses staring out at the ocean.
Do you got to wear a hat? Hard hat?
No.
Okay.
I probably should, but I don't. Anyway.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, what's above me? Sky! You know. Unless I'm worried about satellites, then I'm really don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting up there, and that's where I sit all weekend. I'm like staring at the
ocean. You don't have to wander, patrol?
Oh, well, I go back there when it rains. I go down to the trailer. Yeah. I mean, I got...
But you can see everything.
I got 109 pages of the Bloodstained Rabbit rewritten this weekend.
Remember how I said, oh, I need to rewrite the Bloodstained Rabbit? Well, I got 100...
Here's some time, Sean.
I got 109 pages of it done. Yeah, like...
Wow.
Yeah, huge.
A lot of thinking time, a lot of doing
time. Yeah, so I was thinking about lots of stuff, like lots and lots of stuff. And I'm
Sean and time to think is bad.
Yeah, I get all Tyler Durden when I get like that 38 hours later, and I get like all, you know, crazy. I started thinking about, you know...
I heard he sleeps only 1 hour a night.
Well, that's kind of what, you know, gives you a... I was thinking about whether or not I should fight it again. Well, no. Hear me out. Hear me out.
We're like, fighting it right now.
No, we are. Well, no, you're fighting it right now. This is your scrap. Yeah. Okay, all I'm doing is providing muscle. Okay? Because, and the way that people go, no, wait a minute, Sean, that's not... No, guys, it's James's station. Oh, God, who's James?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's Sim Station. Give me a break. I haven't had much sleep. At Sim Station, I'm just providing muscle, because if everyone goes to jail, it'll be Sim, not me. Sim's the one who swings on the yard arm, not me. Okay, so...
Exactly. Who owns this thing?
Yeah, who says this? I never even saw this asshole before, man. You know, that's kind of how that works. So, like rats from a...
And nobody's going to do anything for me
but,
in jail.
But I was... Yeah, pretty much. Pretty is John still on? Well, again, there's Smokey. You can do this fucking shit. But the
we can act the passwords to Sims servers.
Yeah, you betcha.
We'll do our own fucking rant radio.
You betcha.
There you go.
So I'm like thinking about whether or not, you know, I should try to fight the power again. Learn what I did wrong in Cult.
Fight the power.
And and create like another organization, because there's some stories tonight that made me go, you know what? The reason was before there was a lot of problems in Cult, namely people.
There was nothing to fight back then. Well, there was stuff to fight.
Oh, there was stuff to fight. But, I mean, that's why I did it back then, is because I was going to build it, because I knew this was coming. Okay?
It's
like,
here.
It's here. Like, now...
It's
I'm
so
like,
up front. It's...
Yeah, it's kind of to the point now where it's like, I've done it once. I learned from it. Should I learn from it and go, fuck that, never do it again? Or should I learn from it and start another organization and this time do it right? So if anyone wants to give me some feedback on that, what you think, and people who've been around for a while, whatever, theman@rantradio.com, give me some feedback. Be interesting to know, and then we can talk about that.
I'll hold a microphone to a speaker and give you some feedback, Sean.
Yeah. I'm sure that Smokehouse is, like, bleeding from the eyes right now. He's like, oh, no.
Screaming from the room.
No. All bad.
Smokehouse quits IRC.
Smokehouse quits stomping away leaving. Smokehouse takes
like,
ball.
That's it. I'm out of here. I can't deal with this anymore.
Feedback this week from Disco Jesus. I was listening to the Rant Radio Archive since my time zone prevents my listening live. I heard you mentioning babies being issued an ID number at birth. And since I work for the IT department at the National Health Service in England, I'm already well aware of this system. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about. Care about your business. No. It will improve patient care in an organization that attracts tabloid criticism and horror stories week in and week out. We're still many years away in the centrally held medical records population, so I won't be locking myself in a concrete underground bunker for a while yet. But it's still a good idea to keep abreast of all this information. I'm curious as to how the U.S. will apply this technology to their health service, but I'm sure it won't be good. Keep up the work, Disco Jesus. Well, the reason why I'm concerned is that I don't know if the National Health Service in England is like a socialized healthcare system. Or
I don't know.
Because the United States has private healthcare, and I have a problem with private healthcare being able to track individuals. Corporations should not be able to track
you. Good.
So when
government
it's private,
does it,
when it's private fucking healthcare, like I'm really kind of a little bit leery about, you know, government really fucking like the only reason why is because if our government was totally, you know, benevolent, we'd be like, oh, right on. But they're not. They're fucking kind of evil. So
right, you gotta think what are they gonna do with this?
Yeah, why would the corporations give a fuck? They sell it, you know.
Yeah. They're selling you, your number, your soul, everything about you.
You betcha. And that's why...
That's how they make money off you.
And that's why we don't do advertising here on Radio.
That's
because
right.
You are not a product.
You're not a number.
You're our WOGs, damn it! Anyway, so...
You have a name.
And
you're a WOG, too.
And you're an individual, WOG.
get back to work.
And radio kit for Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, belated.
Did you get anything for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Did you?
A card? And
she
I
might
got
be listening.
A,
you better fucking know.
A bowl for fruit.
A fruit bowl.
A fruit bowl.
That she can sit underneath the tree and go, please give me some fruit.
Yes. Please give us up your fruit. I'm telling you, I made a fruit.
Sam, you want some fruit here? No, I can't. That would be stealing. Well, what if I pick the fruit off and then throw it away?
No, you're killing it. That's its seed. Only if it gives the seed to me. I pass it onto the ground after it goes through me.
Yeah, I got some seed for you.
And rabbits too.
I got some seed for you right here. Radio Kid for Valentine's. I got a 5 DVD set from the wife. She gave me the Walking with Dinosaurs complete fucking set. Walk with Dinosaurs, Walk with Dinosaurs 2, Allosaurus, The Making of. And if you've never seen Walk with Dinosaurs, they're fucking tight. They're really cool.
I've seen some of those.
Yeah, the extras, the outtakes are awesome. They do this thing at the end of it where they do the making of, and they made it like the dinosaurs were actors, and they got the director trying to motivate the dinosaur and shit like that. And it's got this T-Rex talking to this guy, but the T-Rex is all like down doing the T-Rex thing.
Yeah.
And the director's standing there going, okay, I need you to be really into this carcass, okay? You're into the carcass, right? And the T-Rex is all moving his head like a dog and shit. It's awesome. It's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, when you got the power and the computers behind it.
Yeah, some sexy shit, you know. Anyway, that's what I got. I got that. What else did I get? Nice. Oh, I got the complete works of Mark Twain.
Good.
Which is, everyone's like, ooh.
Never.
That's cool.
That's exciting.
But Wagga Wagga says, I've been talking about a Rhino 120, the GPS walkie-talkie you mentioned, for about a year now. Wag Girl got me one for Valentine's Day. So Wag Girl got Wagga War. Are they fans? Wag Girl got Wagga War. A Rhino GPS. That's one I had in the kit thing.
Those
about
are two so weeks ago cool.
For Valentine's Day. I love Wag Girl. Oh, Wag Girl. From Wagga War.
So let us know how well it
super
works.
Super kudos.
That's awesome.
She's such a sweetie. Anyway. I got a thing from a guy named Brian James about Time Cube.
And I've
Time Cube. Now, I've combined two emails here, so you have to forgive me because you went, I forgot something, and sent it back. So I've, rather than reading both, hello, Mr. Kennedy, which is odd when I get that thing. It always makes me want to duck. How many guys are shooting? My name is Brian James, and I run a website called Time Cube Central. I'm like, oh, my God. I was overjoyed to learn that recently you interviewed Gene Ray, the Time Cube guy, on your program. Great stuff. In fact, I was running through the Google search for all things Time Cube when I discovered Rant Radio. Of all the things I thought would draw people into Rant Radio, Time Cube was not one of
them. That's a good name. All things Time Cube.
All things Time Cube. Anyway, just thought you should know, we have audio clips of the interview you did with Mr. Ray, hosted on our site, along with a big fat banner linked to Rant Radio.
Woo-hoo.
Good. More things to eat our bandwidth. Time Cube Central is a very heavily trafficked site, containing tons of audio interviews Mr. Ray has done over the years. Funny stuff. You could say we have a cult following. Check it out. There's the link for it if anyone wants to see it. I and many others would be very grateful if you would consider doing another interview with Gene Ray in the future.
He was pretty damn funny.
He was pretty funny, but I don't know if he'll do it.
Yeah.
He might. I would be probably most,
never listen to us.
I would be most interested in submitting a short list of questions from our listeners. Just thought I'd also... Just so you... thought. Bah! Fuck! Ass! Just thought you should know, I also enjoyed your Scientology commentary. I'm an avid anti-Scientologist activist. Wow, that's a fucking... There's
avid anti-Scientologist activist.
Avid anti-Scientology activist. I'm an avid anti-Scientology activist.
A-A-A.
There's a fucking mantra. I am an avid anti-Scientology activist. I am an avid anti-Scientologist. And saw firsthand how nasty these Scientologists can be. I met Gene Ray. I'd like to know how you know that firsthand.
Yeah.
What was your running there, buddy? I met Gene Ray in Clearwater. Gene Ray is not a Scientologist. Good. Anyway, I did volunteer work for the Lisa McPherson Trust, which you mentioned on your show. Yeah, Lisa McPherson was another chick who got dead thanks to Scientology, which you mentioned on our show. They are no longer in operation, but my work is still online, so check that out. Unfortunately, the Lisa McPherson Trust is probably gone, along with so many other people who stand up against Scientology. So, super good. Thanks so much, buddy!
He did the Xenu TV tour thing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's damn cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty tight, that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, that's super sweet guy.
That's awesome.
In general news, war spam!
War spam.
War spam, I swear to God. In an effort to persuade Iraqi military leaders not to use weapons of mass destruction against the United States and other allied forces, the Defense Department last month began sending thousands of email messages to them promising protection for those who comply. How to make people not want to nuke you? Send them tons of spam!
That's it?
That's not fucking protection against. That's provoking.
Government in your inbox.
Haven't you, you've got hate. You've got... Actually, where's that one? You know that song? You've got hate. War. Iraq. You've got...
Yeah.
Rumsfeld. You've got that one.
That's awesome.
Can we play that one? Can we do that one again?
Yes, by Buell.
By Buell?
Yeah, I want to play that one again in dedication to the Lord. You've got hatred, Iraq, war. Actually, you know
that's
what?
A good one.
How many songs we got in that time?
We've got, let me just check it out. One, a half, another half, and another half, another full. So
okay, well, rather than use that hate one, I want to have that. I want to put that other bull song on. And now it's time for you to pay for fucking with the USA.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I like that song.
Okay.
Even though
very powerful song.
It's a very powerful song. God. And you know what? Let's get a few things straight here. I don't like talking about the war with Iraq. Okay.
No, I don't like it either.
I'm kind of like.
I don't like talking about.
You know what? It's kind of like this. I don't like Saddam Hussein. So I don't really care why they bomb him.
Excuse?
It's kind of like, hey, I don't like this guy. Oh, we don't care. He said he fucked your mom. Let's kick his ass.
Like,
yeah, you know, really. It really wouldn't bother me. I don't have a problem with them really. You know, I guess I do have a problem with a whole bunch of innocent people dying, you know.
La, 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 yeah.
That's really annoying. But Saddam Hussein really is a fuck up. You know, the guy really is. I mean, he's a fuck up.
Yeah. Dictators for life. I don't really
buy that. It's I mean, he's kind of a fuck. So say what you ever want. Saddam Hussein's a fuck. That's my point. Anyway, so there's your link there. Cyber Beggars from TK. Now, this is one of those things that made me go, okay, when I put up my goddamn Dark Atlas website and I'm expecting donations, I better be doing better than this asshole here. Okay, I'm here to tell you, Cyber Beggars, got yourself stuck behind the eight ball, nowhere to turn, actually just totally too fucking lazy to get off your ass and fix your own problems? Well, here you go. And here's a link to cyber begging. This shit makes me sick.
So they just put a website and say, give me money, and that's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's exactly it. This shit makes me sick. I got debt. I worked my ass off.
Oh, yeah. I know about one of these sites, and she...
One guy
I
claims,
racked up my credit card.
One guy claims he gets like $1,000 a month. $1,000 a week.
Week. A week.
A week.
American. I'm quitting my job.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, if we were making $1,000 a week, we could keep our radio on the air.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that shit?
So what does this guy do?
Oh, he's like, I'm going to be a paramedic and I got a lot of debt. Look at him. What does he do? Look at him. What does he do? He takes it in the ass. Look at that face. He looks like Marcel Marceau.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking. He's like a faggot version of Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now by that photo. Oh, the spam.
The spam.
I take it in the ass. I totally take it in the ass. That's what he's saying there. It's fucking brutal.
My God.
Okay, there's got to be a way we can get in on this. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if I'm going to do another fucking Sean versus the world who wants to help kind of thing, I'm going to get in on that. I'm going to have people canvassing the internet, and we'll force our way to get money out of assholes.
There you go.
And then we'll use that money, because if we have money, we can spend it. At least we can have fun with it.
Whee!
Well, what'd you do with the money? We partied and wrecked stuff. Sean was awesome.
We smashed expensive things.
Seriously, when you're old, that way people will be like, oh, so you were involved with Sean? Yeah, back in the day. What'd you do? Well, we bought a bunch of Russian Soviet equipment, and we fucked it up, and we drove it through these cities. It was crazy. There was no one. We just gave it away to everyone who showed up at a certain time. We just handed them keys, and we all fucked off in different directions with military equipment. It was rad. Anyway.
That sounds like...
That's from Templar Knight. Yeah, I just thought it up on the fly. That's the kind of stuff that goes through my mind when you've been working for 38 hours straight. And, of course, Kevin Mitnick's website was hacked.
Surprise.
Big surprise, yeah.
Kind of a target.
One of the world's best-known supercomputer hackers has suffered the indignity of having his own website hacked. The second time in as many weeks. Online vandals... I've broken inside of Kevin Mitnick's new security consulting company, Defensive Thinking. The latest breach was by a hacker in Texas who said he wanted to be hired as Mitnick's security officer. The consequences of the attack was insignificant to us, but could have been worse if the person had real malicious intent, said Mitnick in a posting on his site. In the earlier breach, a hacker calling himself Bugbear simply added a page to the website saying, "Welcome back to freedom, Mr. Kevin." Okay, that's not a hack. Okay, you came out of that all right and fine. I mean, not a big deal. What do you got in feedback, man? Did you got anything from people or what?
Do
you have anything you have to say? Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah. Gamer's Edge, a show on Rant Radio, will not be on this Saturday.
Oh, why is that?
Because he's doing a show from a land called the Badlands in Northeast largest land. So he's going to do it on Sunday, probably at the same time. He did not tell me.
Oh.
He'll be doing a show just to let everyone know.
Well, that's
who does
cool.
Listen to the Gamer's Edge.
And what's that What the Fuck show? When's that on?
Let's take a look. You can get the schedule.
If you like
the
show,
you might like other shows on Rant Radio.
Can we download archives of What the Fuck? That'd be interesting.
Yes, there are What the Fuck archives, actually.
Is that a decent show? Because I've never actually listened.
Yeah, they're all decent.
Cool.
That is on Thursday at 7 p.m.
All right.
Hey, you have a laptop, right?
I do, in fact, have a laptop.
You have a Wi-Fi card.
I do, in fact, have a Wi-Fi card.
How close are you to, like...
a Wi-Fi area?
Yeah. Have you tried?
I could probably jerry-rig up a directional antenna and then see.
See if there's anything internet.
See if I get internet. That'd be fat. Because, like,
yeah.
You got to come down to this site, man. It's so surreal. You sit there up in this half-constructed building.
Well, you're on the weekend. I can.
Yeah, and you sit in this half-constructed building, and there's all these really rich assholes walking down the street, and you're sitting there in this lawn chair with, like, your Cokes and stuff, and you're, like, watching them. It's like something right out of Fight Club. I was just like, wow, this is crazy. And you're there for, like, 38 hours, right? You're
getting all... watching.
Just manic as fuck. It's such a good time. Anyway, okay, what else
awesome.
You got?
Shade had a very cool idea. Very, very cool.
What's this?
Remember that...
Shade's brilliant anyway.
He's got so many ideas.
Shade's
just
a fucking machine.
You know the Wogged Gathering cards?
Yes, yes.
He's totally into Magic.
Of course.
Gathering,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Cool game.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to take the Wogged Gathering cards and make it a playable game. Like a real game. So he's taken...
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's taken like 95% of the existing cards, merged them into a real game, and he's looking for more submissions.
Okay, well...
There's the link.
Is he listening right now? Is he here? Where is he?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see. You're gonna need mana,
yep,
right?
So he's got that going on.
So you'd have
so
like...
Dr. Pepper, he's doing...
You'd need bandwidth, right? You have bandwidth,
yep,
and that'd
right.
be something that all hackers would use. Everyone would have to have bandwidth.
Oh, yeah.
That could be one type of mana. You could have... I'm just trying to think, because I'm right into this kind of shit, too. So you'd have bandwidth. You can have advertising as a type of mana, because people use that. That's a source of income, right? People
yes.
use, and that's an that's evil one. Thing, spam.
Yep.
And then you have the core political. I'm sure he'll use core political
yeah,
as an evil thing.
Yeah, that's not in there, so you'd use that one.
Yeah, a core political, because there's no cards for the core political or core political state. Different things people could use to attack would be... Sean's crazy ideas. You can have an entire subsection of card, like every time, like the Bucks, the Shovel, my clearing landmines. That is a type
Sean's
of Sean's crazy idea. Another one of Sean's crazy ideas. He attacked me with one of Sean's crazy ideas. Stuff like that. If I think of any more, let me know. And if you get
like
stuck,
Wog is fired. You can say Cimmerian's fired.
Yeah,
attack
yeah,
with a firing.
Yeah, a firing card attack, and every time you fire the Wog, all other pieces in play get a bonus or something like that because they love it when I fire you. So,
oh yeah,
and hostages, you got to kill hostages.
Oh yeah,
and that
yeah,
speeds
yeah,
up that speeds up gameplay a lot. If you kill 3 hostages, you're allowed to play another card or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
Kill hostages in the IRC. IRC hostages. IRC, when played against, causes confusion. We don't have an IRC card, or do we?
I don't know.
I think we do have an
you
IRC.
You need more, though.
Yeah, I think we do. I don't really want to see that now.
Well, he's working on it.
I want to see that. That's fucking cool.
I'm sure he'll let us know and give a page and
That's
stuff
for it.
That's
fucking cool. Okay, what else we got?
Droopy sent... Well, this is some stuff we're going to play in the half... Are we to halftime, or...?
Yeah, we're at halftime.
Okay, I'll tell them. Droopy sent in a Sean Kennedy intro thing. Remember you said a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Send in some cool intros.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So
cool.
Droopy came up with one. Good stuff.
And if you want to come up with them, please do. Yeah, nice.
Send them to Cimmerian. info@rantradio.com, and we'll play them on the show. We'll listen to them.
And everybody hears it live. And if you
That's
send
right.
it in and you make it, we'll play it.
That's right. Of course.
We may only
we
play it
stuff.
Once, but we'll play
we'll play it. Because we like encouraging people to do stuff.
Especially musical stuff. Musical stuff.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
rules.
Yeah. So much talent out there.
And we got some porn on beta.
New porn on beta, Fake IDs and Felonies.
I'm loving that title.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll like the song. You're pretty critical. But.
Me? I'm honest.
Yes,
nothing's
that's important.
Nothing's worse than getting a fucking...
Yeah, that's a really good song, Sim.
So far, best song you've done, even better than fucking Suburban Cowboy, is that...
Hypocrite. Yeah,
that's
I'm
a fucking...
That
that's a,
everyone's digging that.
That's like, a huge song, guy.
Yeah.
Because you're out of that whole, I'm going to try to sound German thing, now you're singing like fucking Sim.
Yes,
which is
right.
rad. Like, run with that. Because... Actually, you sound not entirely unlike the lead singer from Pop Goes the World.
Pop Elite itself?
No, Pop Goes the World. Men Without Hats.
Oh, yeah.
That
I
guy,
love
that,
Men
yeah,
Without Hats.
Yeah, but you like you're a little bit higher than that guy,
but the
same sort of transition and melody and stuff, you're very similar to that. So
great band.
Anyone else who wants to, you know, make a comparison, if you were going to describe Porn on Beta, how would you describe it to someone?
Yes.
It'd be interesting to get that, because it's important, because, you know.
And I can put you on the Porn on Beta list if anybody's interested. I never
you
said
betcha.
That. info@rantradio.com. I'll set you up with any announcements.
Even if you want to just, I'm not really... Okay, put your name in on that list, because that looks very, very good if a label walks up to Sim and says, hey, how many fans have you got?
Hundreds.
And I go, here's my email list. Look at all these fans I have. So
that's right.
Even if you just delete the email, sign up for the list, okay? Because it helps a lot. It really does.
It does.
What else we got?
Remember the State of the Union address that was altered that we had last
week? Oh, that was funny as fuck,
digging it.
Yeah.
This one's shorter, just as funny. And you can download this one as well. I've got a link for it, so everyone can listen to that. And I'm going to play it.
Southpaw Samurai, that reminds me. Want to know, where the fuck is that link for that Counter-Strike download song, the one that was all like, fuck you, and
it's in the IRC logs.
Somebody post that, please, in the IRC tonight. Please, somebody post that, because we got to, like, people are after that.
People miss them. Yeah. I mean, I think Skull Crew used to do the links for us.
Oh, don't they do that anymore?
No.
Bad Skull Crew. Bad.
And they laugh, and then they do it
again.
That's
fine. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool.
It's all just helping out, but...
Tight.
Yeah, somebody in the RC can
If you can find that link again from last week's show and post it, Southpaw Samurai is the guy who's
Looking for that?
Yeah, he's looking for that. Mad.
That was a funny, funny
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. I'd play that again, too, but we can't play everything.
Yeah.
So,
We have a song.
We have a song from here it goes.
You read that.
There's an alarm.
Somebody's like cooking something in the other room.
Probably meat. Your vegan alarm's going off.
Oh my god!
There's meat.
Cooking.
There's meat somewhere in the kitchen. Hi, Sean. Did she just go shh?
She's
shushing it. She's shushing.
Okay, I'm gonna go help.
Yeah, you better help.
Oh, no, it's okay.
There it goes. hey, Sean, how's it? Oh, fuck. I just finished, almost another song. It's called Coda, C-O-D-A. I hope I got that right. And it's all instrumental right now, but I think it's going to add some... I think I'm going to add some talking in the background of what I'm not sure yet. But anyway, I thought I'd send it to you, and if you want to play it for halftime music or whatever. I'm totally not sure what kind of music it is. I've listened to it so many times, and I'm not really sure if I like it. It's pretty long, 7 minutes, 25 seconds. Also, once I finish a few more songs, I'm going to start an MP3 account, MP3.com account, so I figured I should make a name to go by, which is, at this moment, Anonymous Citizen. Which
I like
a,
that one.
That's a good...
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Anonymous Citizen's really cool. I was thinking, Guy, I sent him an email back saying I'd like to do some custom work for it. I'd like to just start talking about a guy in an apartment and his life and shit with this piece of music. But another thing you could use, I thought about this, is you could... No One's Done a Tales from the After Now mixdown. And this music here...
Not true. We did have one.
Oh, we did have one, didn't
it was
we?
A
yes,
couple
we did.
Weeks ago.
Yes, we did. I'm
but
sorry.
Only one.
Only one. So
there's lots out
I'd
there.
Be really into seeing what he cranked out on that. So you could pull out Tales from the After Now, you could see, because this is kind of a little slower. It'd be good for Tales of the After Now.
It would be. That'd
just
be good
just a thought. Just a thought. So let's get into that. So we got a bunch of music, and when we come back, we got news and more cheesy chocolatey goodness.
And we're gonna play Bool song. Fucking with the USA. I can't remember what the name of the song is.
Yeah,
but
it's called Mess
like
With Us or something.
Don't mess with us.
Don't mess with us. Fuck off. Just fuck off. Okay, so there we go. Here we go. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. I mean, we've all known the question. Three stinky, three thoughts, three poor freaks, especially gonna wind up in jail. Don't turn on your radio while you're working. Don't do that, because they put it on. They're not a slacker. They're a slacker. They're a slacker. You're a slacker. You're not working as hard as you possibly can. Fuck that. Fuck you. You're lazy. I'm not gonna sweat the fucking dive. We ain't colors and stuffy. I don't even believe it.
Everything I can, and together we have hope.
During these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda, and I'm weak and materialistic. I've told our country and I've told the world, if it feels good, do it. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed. We can be summed up in one word: evil. Committed to defeating not only the good work of charities, but the values that will bring lasting peace. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide and murder. Let's roll.
all airports across the country. Every airport in the United States has been shut down.
And now it's time for me to piss everyone off in the IRC by saying that everyone's like, wow, this is like a total hate song, blah, 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 blah. I'm here to tell you that if I did start another organization, anything that was even remotely democratic that I had in cult would be completely gone. Because that's what fucked the organization up as far
pretty
as...
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty much... if you want,
I guess we better have some choices.
I guess... No. That's why there's government and... what.
One better leave.
If I was going to do something, I'd base it, the whole thing on like a completely militant structured environment. There'd be like two clans. There'd be the Decker and the Ronin, and that'd be it.
Just pare it down to what you really want.
Yeah,
right?
Anyone who's a prophet would be relabeled as a... some kind of a spin worker for, you know, to convert people to our way of thinking, and slowly we take over the earth. And everyone who doesn't think like us either gets kicked off world or we kill them.
Off world.
Yeah.
That's a nice word.
Well, off world you go.
Off world you go. Launch. Where's this rocket going? I don't know.
Hope you find a green planet.
She's looking for class M or bust. Boots. See ya. Fucking A. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
No putting up with shit this time.
Oh, yeah. If I was going to start something, don't start some, don't get none. If I was going to start something, it'd be fucking intense. I'll tell you that much.
People are like, I don't know, Sean. All the shit.
Cult times 10.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like cult, the scary version. Yeah. And, yeah. But there's some stuff that's, not to be vigilante action, and that's from Sarah Goblin. That's right. Real patriots don't hack. Uncle Sam says he's the only one who can do that. The FBI's National Infrastructure Protection Center warned Wednesday that growing tensions between the United States and Iraq could lead to an increase in global computer hacking activities on both sides. Regardless of the motivation, the NIPC, the NIPC, reiterated such activities illegal and punishable as a felony. The agency warns on its website, the U.S. government does not condone so-called patriot hacking on its behalf.
Patriot hacking.
Fuck that. Hack those fucking... Hack them. Yeah, well, you know, they crash planes into our buildings. We'll shut down their servers. It's really... Consider that or a nuke.
We'll take the servers, please.
We'll take the servers, yeah. The big bad RIAA and friends from Kindling Boy. Actually, I know Sarah Goblin sent me that last one. Kindling Boy sent me this one.
Okay.
The RIAMA, the RIA and MIPIA have sent out a brochure of certain companies stating that company members caught stealing copyrighted materials will be sued. The documents list many dangers of letting company staff use file sharing programs or downloading copyrighted material.
Ooh, spy on your workers.
Yes, that's right. You there, stop that free thinking. You're not allowed to look at that website.
Back in your cubicle.
Get back in your cubicle, worker. Stay drone,
the firewall.
Slave. Get back there. Gas the baby from Mind Trip. You know it's good. Anti-war protest turns very ugly. Colorado Springs police tear gas and pepper spray Saturday to disperse anti-war protests and arrest 34 people, including two juveniles. Some protesters who gathered at Palmer Park outside of Peterson Air Force Base criticized police for overreacting and using heavy force. I stayed to watch police tear gassing people with children in their arms and families trying to leave to get in their cars near Palmer Beach, said Diana Stroh of Boulder. Crowd estimated from 1,000 to more than 3,000 people who participated in the protests at the park, which police called the largest they've seen in Colorado Springs. The protesters were arrested and issued summons to appear in court on suspicion of failing to disperse a misdemeanor, police said. To resist arrest, the protesters from all sides of the state attended the anti-war rally from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Palmer Park as part of an International Day of Peace to oppose a possible U.S. military action in Iraq.
Gas them!
And they got gassed.
You're under suspicion for failing to disperse.
You're arrested for suspicion.
There's more than two people gathering in any place.
Yeah, a suspicion of a misdemeanor. You see,
we suspect all of you.
You see, there is a time, and don't get me wrong here, there is a time when a protest must be made, but a protest only works if you work in a government, if you're in some kind of a state where the protest will be heard.
Yes.
Nobody hears your protest. Nobody gives a fuck. The only kind of protest that's going to do anything in this country is when you vote from the rooftops.
You have to have
basically got to shoot somebody. You do. It's horrible. Sean, that's real dangerous. It's the fucking truth. Columbine. Look how much bully awareness there is now, motherfucker.
Lots and lots of it.
Why? Because the nerds shot people.
It's the only way they got hurt.
That's the only way they get hurt. You got to kill somebody.
There's probably 10 protests going on every day.
Oh, yeah. And nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody hears about
it. Why? And the thing is, now, with this protest, you can't do an anti-war protest and start shooting people. Because that's the trick now. You're a terrorist.
Kind of. backfires.
Yeah, now you're a terrorist working, because if you don't want the war in Iraq, that means you're working for Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, right?
That's right.
They're not stupid guys. You got to learn how to...
They know how to spin it just as much as you do.
Yeah. The trick is not to play the game. Just don't get involved in the spin game. That's the trick.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, Sean, what do we do here? What do we do here? Well, don't... There's not a lot you can do. Sometimes you got to hunker down because there's going to be a big scrap, and things have gotten so far fucked that we can't stop it. Okay? What you want to do is you want to make sure that you get a hold of everybody in this IRC right now. People are like, well, what do we do? Okay, focus on yourselves. Look after your friends on your mail list. Look after your instant messaging buddies. Make sure everybody's got a place to go on a local front. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what you got to do. Don't worry about the global scale of things. The planet will be long here long after we've removed 10 inches of topsoil with nukes. Okay, you got to worry about yourself and your family for right now. Because things are getting really critical. So just fucking hang 10, okay? That's where we're at right now.
Stay informed.
You betcha. You betcha. The Scottish. Lost World News. The Scottish have found an Egyptian city.
Ook! The Scottish?
Check it out!
Scotland? An Egyptian city?
No.
Say it's not sore. How did it float there?
Scottish an archaeological expedition operating on a shoestring budget has uncovered an ancient Egyptian city buried in the sands of time. The expedition was scraped together 10,000 pounds, which is nothing, to maintain its dig near Memphis, an ancient pharaonic capital, has written a new page in Egypt's history. From the newly discovered town, situated near the necropolis of Saqqara, 15... That's a good online name. Anyone want to...
Saqqara.
Saqqara.
That's awesome.
S-A-Q-Q-A-R-A. The necropolis of Saqqara.
Nice.
Fuck, that's a tight name. I should use that in a book. 15 miles from Cairo. Is almost certainly where workmen built pyramids lived there with their families. The presence of a large temple, some nearly 200 feet square, a number of tombs, and the mix of large, small dwellings in place, where the wealthy lived alongside the artisan. A real town that will offer a unique insight into Egyptian life. Very cool.
I'll wait for the movie.
Yeah, yeah. You've heard the expression, like a raped ape? He was off like a raped ape?
Really?
Yes.
I think I heard that.
Okay, well, now we have skunk ape rape! Yes, it's true! That's the naked truth. God, I love it when reporters are witty.
Reporters, well, that's all they have.
Just
really
so you know, just so you know, reporters aren't writers. Okay? They're... Okay, we're fighting with our optical mice. The naked truth, according to RV park owner said David Sheely, who says a skunk ape recently flashed two Swedish women who were fishing near a river. Sure, they were fishing.
Sure.
They were diking out down there.
Oh, yeah.
Sheely says the witness told them the smelly creature suddenly appeared out of the bushes near their rental car and started growling while sniffing the air strangely. How does one sniff the air normally?
What these little things they add in? Rental car. Who cares? Why is that in the story?
The woman feared for their lives, but Sheely said they were more concerned. They were
rented cars.
The woman feared for their lives, but Sheely says they were more concerned. Feared for their lives, but they were more concerned. How can you be more concerned than fearing for your life?
I don't know.
About being sexually assaulted because the skunk ape had an erection measuring more than 12 inches long.
They'd rather die than that.
Oh, no, not this smelly, fleshy thing. Fuck off. They were dyking out. That's like the intro to a porn movie. That's like para-porn. Luckily, once the creature got his jollies, he disappeared back into the bushes and the ladies drove off in a huff.
Huff.
Still, Sheely expects more exposure. Sheely expects more exposures in the near future. He says it's almost skunk ape mating season, and the creatures are attracted to the scent of menstruation.
So these things are common. Then they know they're like life cycles.
I don't
and
know. That's just fucked up.
It's and near the mating season of
never
the skunk
mind,
ape.
Never mind the skunk apes who get it going on with their massive fucking baby arm hammers. The elusive cow.
Elusive cow.
Apparently, on the wall of the Golden Parrot restaurant in Cambodian town of Suwon hangs a ceramic buffalo head with real horns attached to it. The hounds are
had a fake leg with real feet.
The horns are a restaurant owner's most treasured possession. She believes it once belonged to a Kating Vor, an elusive bovine in northeastern Cambodia, and keeps a sliver of the horn in a vial hanging around her neck from protection against venomous snakes. What this is about is that there's a type of wild cow that exists, and nobody's really sure what it is, but the horns are real. It doesn't belong to any animal, but they found the horns. They just can't find this fucking cow.
Wow.
How's this for a fucked up story? This is all in the cryptozoological news.
Right.
Sheep, nevermore. A flock of hungry ravens killed 19 sheep grazing on snow-covered fields in southern Germany.
Ravens.
Snow, yeah, 19 fucking ravens killed.
Okay. No, pardon me. A flock, so it'd be more than 19 ravens, but yeah. They killed 19 sheep. You imagine what that would look like? Ah!
Very,
just fucking
very scary.
Blood. Ah! Ah! Like, holy
must have been
fucking
pretty damn hungry.
Ass fucking raven pack.
They're all talking to each other.
Yeah.
We're going to fuck it up! Yeah! They're all listening to Onyx and stuff. Germany, raising an uneasy feeling that the killer birds of Alfred Hitchcock's famous thriller, The Birds, have come alive. There's a lot of snow in the area. The birds are hungry, so they attacked my sheep. Shepherd Jungen Fritz says, I have seen the Fritz Scott's film, but I'm experiencing it live. He said, referring to the 1963 classic, in which aggressive birds tyrannize a village in the United States. Okay, it's all about the tennis racket. But anyway.
Poing, poing, poing.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not afraid of birds. I'm sorry. It's like, oh, there's 19 birds. Unless they're eagles. I saw 6 eagles sitting on the ground one day, and they were all like looking at me, and I'm like, whoa.
They're really big.
Well, yeah, they're like they could fuck you up. Like, if you had a bat, you could take on 6 eagles, but like,
yeah, by yourself, not happening.
Yeah,
really.
You might.
You
but
could take out a couple.
You'd have to be a wog. A wog could do it, but but any of the sheeple, no, they get fucked.
No.
Yeah,
yep.
Sheeple wouldn't do it. A wog would stand up to it, but not the sheeple. In the cults, watch. Dark cults are on the rise in Russia, and I've got to fucking increase my font size so I can read what the hell it says. It's like, oh, that didn't work. Well, there we go.
Bigger.
Yes, when police found her body, Elizaveta Kazumia was lying with her throat slit on the floor in her flat in western Moscow. Chillingly, on the door, someone had written in red chalk, "My matrix has found me."
Mm.
In red chalk. Take the red chalk. Friends of Miss Kazumia, 19-year-old, the daughter of popular Russian rock singer Vladimir Kuzmin, oh, we know him,
oh, yeah,
have been dabbling in the occult. Okay,
this
pisses me off. Okay, I've been dabbling with the occult. The word occult means hidden. Okay, never mind. when the claim was taken seriously by detectives, and said the inquiry was starting with acquaintances of a young woman who had been known to frequent Satanist groups. Satanist groups. You sure they were Satanists? You sure they were Crowleyists? You sure they weren't Temple of Set?
Oh, they were. For sure, Satanists. All the signs.
Yeah, all the signs. Yeah, Matrix. Matrix is satanic. That fucking pisses me off. Muscovites are facing the disturbing fact that Mrs. Kazuma's murderer in December might not be a one-off occurrence. This week, worried officials from Russia's Interior Ministry admitted they have been forced to set up a special unit to investigate the activities of devil-worshipping sects. What if they worship Cthulhu? Does that mean you guys aren't going to, like, watch them and stuff? It's always devil worship. There's
always
worse things out there than the devil, guys.
Cthulhu is pretty dangerous.
There's gods that are way more ancient than the devil, who I'm much more afraid of. A spokesman for the ministry's chief criminal directorate said satanic groups had several thousand participants. Ooh. Cookies.
Great.
And
thank
tarts
you.
And stuff. Fucking A. There's a... Can I say that there's a girl? There's a girl.
Like...
There's a girl.
She's
here.
Bringing water too.
She's bringing in water.
Water and treats.
Sumerian has
Thank
a girl
you
here
so
now.
Much.
Sumerian has a girl. Girl.
Thank you.
It's so funny too because you can tell whenever there's a girl in the situation because you go in the bathroom and it's gone from like bachelor bathroom to like ooh, little containers and baskets that hold
things I would never buy.
Like girl shit, you know? It's just funny. But back to the Satanists killing people in Russia. A spokesman for the ministry's chief criminal dictator said satanic groups have several thousand participants in Russia and about 500 of them in Moscow. What do you have? Take a fucking poll?
Everybody who's a Satanist, raise their hand.
Sorry, can all the Satanists please work over here? In the alien problem, an abduction update. Yes, people who claim to have been kidnapped by aliens have a tendency to believe in fantasies and suffer disturbing experiences in their sleep, scientists have found. But researchers say the abductees also believe experience so deeply that it display real stress symptoms similar to those of traumatized battlefield vets.
Oh, yeah.
This is a research known as the Taken Phenomenon, was unveiled at the annual meeting of American Association of Advancement of Science in Denver. This underscores the power of emotional belief. Okay, so obviously you're saying that, no, there's no chance.
Exactly.
There's no chance that they were actually abducted.
Nope,
you know,
they're just traumatized by their dreams.
Guy comes back, he's got some fucking alloy in the center of his brain, he doesn't know he got there.
Wow, that's the power of belief. He fell on it.
Like, a lot of these fucking abduction shit are really, really creepy. Like, and a lot of are like kind of... The fuck is that?
Whale song.
Anyway. Professor Richard McNally from Harvard University told the BBC. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of of the opinion that...
You think it happens?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
To all the Hicks.
No, I don't think it happens all.
Why
well,
do they always come forward?
Well,
probably everyone
would
else
you
is
report
too
it? Would you report it?
No?
No, of course you wouldn't, because you'd be the laughing stock.
Exactly.
I'd be like, whatever, Sam, you're fucking with me. No, man, I was sitting here in this fucking light, and these things came out.
It lifted my body up the bed.
I don't think they'd get me. Because could you imagine me under
break
the...
Break them in half.
Yeah, I fucking... hate overpowers fear. Remember
they're
this.
Only 4 feet tall.
Oh, fuck your little gray...
You
can't
can
bring
me up to the ship.
Why don't you get me
on... But then I'm taking it.
Why don't you get me on board this ship? And that's... You don't speak their language. So you snap one of their necks and grab another one and fucking point at the controls. Then you point at your blue earth and back to the controls. I'm sure that they're being an advanced intelligence. They'll figure out what the fuck's going on.
I think so.
Yeah. Either that or I'd point into deep space or something.
There.
I'd be like, I've got some logs to pick up, and then we're going
to... We're going to your planet.
Hey, do you guys have any planetary enemies? Yeah. So you guys have, like, enemies that you're going to probably fight a war with, right? Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. I will recruit 10,000 of my people. You give me the warships. We'll go fight the war. At the end of the day, we get all the warships. What are you saying?
Well, that's a pretty good deal, Mr. Kennedy.
You betcha, man. Not only that, I'd be like, pull out on the White House. Hi there. Yeah, my name's Sean. I'm from Canada. Sup? Okay, listen up. I need 10,000 people who want to be Space Marines.
Give me the airwaves.
Yeah, no, because you just park on the lawn. The press will be there.
Yeah, they'll come.
I need 10,000 people who want to be Space Marines. I'll meet you in the middle of the Black Rock Desert. Bring gear. Everyone's allowed 100 pounds of kit. Go for bladed weapons. We'll provide range for weapons. Thanks much. We'll see ya. You have...
On the line to the left.
You have 2 weeks to get there. We'll be landing on the center thing. Do not rush the ship. If you rush the ship, I will take off. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Don't rush the ship.
Make that cool George Jetson sound. In the kit corner. We got some interesting kit.
Nice. Kit is good.
Ever wanted to know more about the more than average about the Intel P4 processor? Well, guess what? They'll ship you the white pages for free, or you can download it in PDF format. This is neat for people who are like really hardcore fucking geardos.
Yeah.
So if you want to get into that, that's kind of neat. Now, how's this for a... there's the PDF and there's the other one. I'm posting it in the RC right now.
Yeah. You can look at it yourself.
Now, how's this for a Shadowpunk weapon here? Shadowpunk, Cyberpunk, Shadowrunner. I just combined it. It was like Shadowpunk.
You
punk.
Made a new word. Shadowpunk.
Wow, I'll market that.
Copyright.
New methods of American technical torture continue to roll off the private secular assembly lines in an effort to aid the war on terror. One of the most aggressively pitched is a meter-long sonic pain stick marketed by the Department of Defense by the American Technology Corporation of San Diego. In a recent full court press to the media, the company gaily describes, you can tell this fucking...
People still use that
this
word.
This fucking reporter who's reporting this is a complete patsy, man. Like, you are such a socialist piece
gaily
of shit.
Gaily described.
Oh, it's horrible, it's a weapon. Guess what? We're humans, we like to fucking kill. We love it. Get off my fucking planet.
Fucking freak.
You fucking freak. Shut your fucking mouth. Let's stuff this fucking pain stick up your ass. In the recent weeks, court press to the media, the company gaily described their sonic baton's potential to agonize terrorists on airplanes when flying bullets just won't do.
You just see them dancing around the stage, describing it gaily.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, da, 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 da. Yeah, we're going to come in at about 10 o'clock, just over the fucking PA. Intended for use at short range, the weapon projects a sound intense enough to cause temporary loss of hearing.
Ooh.
Perhaps nullifying its effect or possibly shattering the hijacker's eardrums. It would also probably agonize or rupture the hearing of everyone else in an enclosed cabin, blocking the communication of useful commands like, get that terrorist bastard.
This was in the news story?
This was in the news.
Get that terrorist bastard.
Blocking the communication of useful commands like, this person totally doesn't want this stick on the market.
Useful commands.
Department of Defense efforts at wielding sound waves to inflict unpleasantness have yielded refreshingly poor results.
Refreshing. I love that.
According to National Defense News, the Army set up a test regime to torture animals referred to as surrogates, but it wasn't able to reliably antagonize them. Agonize them. As a result, DOD's Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate stopped funding some research in the area.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that the person writing this is so, like, totally anti-war. It's like, I got news for you. We're a warlike race. Thanks.
And it's going to continue to happen.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. And if we don't find anyone to fight, we'll make them up.
Exactly.
And if we don't have anyone to fight, we'll turn on ourselves. Because we're bored.
We're crazy.
Seriously, we did it like, there's two tribes.
They're wearing blue hats.
Now we got all the tribes together. There's another country. You know, and when we go to space, An alien race! Yeah! Oh! And what are people going to say then when we're killing aliens? That's wrong. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm all about all humans are just going to be humans. That's what humans against terrestrial enemies. Maybe that's the Mishi organization. I'm sorry. We'll call it hate. We'll have hate crimes. Still keep that symbol of the fucking skull. If you don't have this under the skin, it means not welcome. It'd be awesome.
Hate crimes.
Hate. 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 It'd be awesome.
I like it.
I think it's good. I got no media for you. I got no homework. Oh, yes, I do have a mess with the normals. I have the funniest goddamn website. Who sent me? No, this was on Cruel Site of the Day.
Whoa. That's loud.
It was all, yeah. Rock out, Zeppelin. Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can write this down. It's
Cruel Site of the Day?
Captain Dash Obvious.
Oh. This is so good.
.com.
I love this site.
And
so
now,
funny.
This, under Special Olympics, no, under Brain Damage, there is a section on Captain. Did you post the link?
Oh, no.
Okay, post the link. Under Brain Damage, there's a section called Groovy People. This is the funniest fucking shit ever, okay?
I have it already in my history.
Okay, I'm going to print these out and send them to Ronan Sariot.
Oh, my God.
And he does them as JPEGs, so you can print them out. And, each one's a Captain Obvious is Groovy People. Hey, you! Meet Crawford! And there's his handle. Hey, ladies, few things in life are sexier than an oh-so-fucking-constipating, I need to shit, oh, no, get out of me look in a man's eyes. And my good friend Crawford here has it. He's the kind of man who thinks a woman should have big breasts, and he's not afraid to tell you. Why you'd want to know, I have no clue. So if you're the kind of girl who thinks X-Lax is love, then get a load of this asshole. Captain approved.
So what he does, he goes on some messaging thing.
Yeah.
Waits for these guys to message him, gets their picture, talks with them, and then shows them the link with their Photoshop picture.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
Captain Obvious is Groovy People. Hey, cocksmoker, meet fucking Doug. Well, you'd better fucking say hi to Doug, or I'll give you something to fucking say hi to Doug about. Doug is the outdoorsy type, which I assume he means he likes to hide in the bushes outside teenage girls' windows. Doug likes taking his shirt off, which should make it easy for him to provide. To provide me with fucking horrific nightmares every fucking night until I die. Doug likes all kinds of women, but I think you should specifically look for the kind of women who thinks. Oh, Jesus.
Sasquatch is sexy.
You think Sasquatch is sexy. So, ladies, why don't you take one for the team? Oh, my God. And it just goes on. This guy here is awesome. I'm sorry, the last one I'll read. Oh, God. Captain Obvious, Groovy People. Howdy, cowboys. Meet Lionel. Algonquin Gunnar, this frighteningly terrifying stud, is quite the Renaissance man. He's a cowboy and a graphic designer. All in one. And for all I know, he plays the guitar for Metallica and is the Secretary of State. But I guess that's a busy schedule. Doesn't leave time for showering, brushing your teeth, or a responsible wardrobe selection. Well, if you like your cowboys mixed with just a hint of boogeyman, Lionel, it's your destination. It's fucking so funny.
Oh.
This is like
hours of good.
Like you can just go through
reading.
Him and just he goes to the personals and just fucking rips on people.
Just rips on.
Just
so
fucking
good.
Rips on them like it's awesome. So good. Anyway, until he shows up with you on there and then it will be so
funny.
He'll be like, hey man, that's not funny.
It's my fucking picture.
It's my fucking
can you take
picture.
It down?
That's
no.
So fuck you.
Then he laughs at them.
Yeah, no doubt. Special shout out to Worka, White Gurkha this week, and Mick J, who I've got to talk to as well. Oh, and I got a, who's the guy going to, Bastard Guy, he's going to Tokyo, and I sent him,
you,
all by myself,
yourself.
I sent him a whole bunch of stickers and
nice.
Got them.
In time.
He got them today.
Good. That's good.
And he's got, I sent him like.
Slap it all over Japan.
Yeah, so he's going to take photos of it all over Tokyo.
In the middle of every white, red circle.
Yeah, it'll be fucking.
Japanese flags.
He'll put it on like Chinese guys' heads and stuff. It'll be rad. Or Japanese guys. So we got Capone X, Militant Cripple. Going through the IRC. We got Capone X, Militant Cripple. That means that he's in on it. I think Smokey will be in on it, provided he gets, like, robots and stuff. Tangbot, Zandad, Abadoobie, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Alamode, Alanon 2, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Barcode, Beth, Case, Cerulean, Citizen, Steely, Zan, Kappa, Delamorta, Delusion, Droopy, Anocean. Thanks again for the DVD, dude. Anocean, whatever.
Whatever. Decker Apocalypse.
Oh, Decker Apocalypse. Okay, well, I know who that is. Professor D. Penis. Ah, shit, I private messaged him. I didn't mean to click on his fucking name.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Really sorry.
Pause. Throw the sock puppet. Toby. God Money. Hawk Fryer. Away. Joe the Monk. KC Soul. What the fuck? Kindling Boy. Kurgan Lentium. Lento. Linux Chick. Lissarge, Damon, Lizard King, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Loser, Madison, Mary Bell Version, Mass Sleeping, McJ, Midnight Maniac.
That's actually Nomad Yggdrasil. That's pretty cool backwards.
Oh, is it?
Lizard Ig Damon.
Wow, that's cool. Wow, I actually kind of said that. where are we at here? McJ, Midnight Maniac, Mindshift, Neuralized Dixon, Paladin, Persistent Object, Pretender, Australia. Hey, Pretender. Psycho, SKTFM.
Psycho.
Punk of Evil, Ratfucker, Rat Wants Mecca, Ricky Rocket, Rogue 3 Rose, Roto, Soul Raper, Sapphire, Safi Fire, Shade, Photoshop, Shadow Doom, Shag, Sirdoak, Sif, aka Mr. Ant, Southpaw Samurai, Spudley Stat, Sifield, Dow Day Cheese, The Bug, Temple Night, Transistor, Trinskids, Go, Turnspike, Terrell Gone, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, Work of the White Gurkha, Zertroy, Soul Trance, Kumquat. And Intricate. Wow. That's like fucking 80
That's
people.
Way too many.
That's like way too many people in the RC. So, that's about it for this week's show.
Pretty much.
You guys showed up. And, if you guys want to give me some feedback, you know what I mean? If people want to hear about it. But I'll tell you one thing. If I am going to do something, because I've oftentimes thought about doing it. But I am going to do something.
Over and over and over.
Well, what? Talking about it or thinking about it?
Thinking about it, talking about it.
Well, I do, you know, because, I mean, we did. That was. I don't want to always spend the rest of my life thinking about how cool I was.
Never. Oh, my glory days.
Yeah, I remember when I was running Cult and be it up, be it down. I mean, it was something.
It was.
It was something. It
made an impact.
People I mean,
still naming themselves in the
IRC. Oh, yeah, you know, and that's kind of cool because no one's ever really done that before.
No.
So if I'm going to do it again, I better do something new that no one's ever done before.
Exactly.
And we'll go after the X Prize because you know what?
Take people, it up a level.
People were fucking afraid of us.
Yes.
They were, you were scared. You were like, Sean, about these people, taking photos of other people's houses you don't like and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It was a bit.
It was getting kind of cool. And if I just had.
Cool's a word, yeah.
Oh, it was fucking getting cool. It'd be fucking cool. When guys send me spam that they get off my website and I send them a message back going, hi, I'm Patient Zero of Cult. Here's our website. You're not going to spam anyone again. Thanks. And I got a message back going, we're sorry. We'll never do it again. Thanks.
Yeah.
I was a big digital bully. I felt like the United States. I was awesome. I was a Kennedy for once. That was fucking rad. Anyway. Oh, yeah. The NASA's demand Photoshop. So you get on.
Yes,
get off your ass.
You'll get a whole whack of them this week. I promise, promise, promise.
Is that a real promise or is that a sim promise or what?
Let's make it a real promise.
Okay.
Because I really do.
Okay, you've got seven fucking days to get that up. Because they're sending it in.
7 days.
7 days. In 7 days, it will start.
Yeah.
Cool. And,
And I got my ticket for Burning Man.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And it looks pretty cool, too.
Let me see. I want to see the pretty ticket.
It's got all, like, little shiny things all over the place.
Cool. And it's got a map of the, It's kind of like how the city's set up.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. Wow, that's really cool.
Kind of a maze on there.
Admit one human.
And if anybody else is thinking about going to Burning Man or going to Burning Man, please, please, please let me know so we can set up the Rant Radio camp there and all meet up. And
is it an actual camp? Like you registered as a camp?
No.
It
maybe.
Won't be, because you can register as a camp, eh?
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
I'll think about that.
Check about that. Cause if you
maybe
get,
then we can get a good location
because that way,
the circle.
Yeah, because that way people will be like, oh, okay, cool. But
yeah.
I don't know if you can go there 1 year as a Rant Radio camp or not, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe.
And
I'll
if you do go, it'd be tight if you brought a Wi-Fi broadcaster.
Yes.
Because there's nothing to say you can't be broadcasting at 02LMB and then people could just
that's
log
true.
In.
That's
you could do
true,
internet.
Actually.
You could do internet.
Yes, and internet.
And
Man
I'll
internet.
Talk to you. I'll talk to you more about this. But I set
that's
up
a good idea.
I set up a fucking fat Wi-Fi antenna, and you could throw it all across the playa. People
nice.
All over could listen to Rant Radio on Wi-Fi cards.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we can broadcast Rant Radio down there, do little shows and stuff, and
it'd be fucking tight.
Yeah,
it'd be fucking tight.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
I may not be. Chances are, to be totally honest with you guys, I won't be able to go to this year's Burning Man.
It's quite an undertaking.
Which is really shitty because I'd like to go, but next
well, you're
year
doing, you're doing the work.
Yeah, I'm
that's
doing the work.
Going to October,
thing,
and
which I've got to get the convertible. I have to get the car. I got to get the cruiser. If I don't get the cruiser, no good. I need the Star Cruiser. Okay,
yep.
No Star Cruiser, no Sean. Okay, but if that happens, like not this year, next year, I'm going. I'm going to go again because I want to go. And then I want to make it like a regular thing. But anyway, that's about it. You got to get a link to Mike J. Sean should be missing the show after next, right? According to the pattern.
Yes.
I almost didn't make tonight's show.
Tonight?
Yeah. I mean, I got home at 6:30.
Well, you got to get used to that.
I slept, and then get up, right? So, because I knew that now. Whenever I'm like thinking about not coming in, I'm like, oh, is it 15 shows or?
Can I legitimately miss this one?
Can I miss this one and everyone will be pissed or what happened? I don't really know. Anyway. Remember, guys, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.